Savitri, pages 525 to 526. Yet all the worlds and God himself were there, for every symbol was a reality, and brought the presence which had given it life. All this she saw, and inly felt and knew, not by some thought of mind, but by the self. A light not born of sun or moon or fire, a light that dwelt within and saw within, shedding an intimate visibility, made secrecy more revealing than the word. Our sight and sense are a fallible gaze and touch, and only the spirit's vision is wholly true. As thus she passed in that mysterious place, through room and room, through door and rock-hewn door, she felt herself made one with all she saw, a sealed identity within her woke. She knew herself the beloved of the Supreme. These gods and goddesses were he and she. The mother was she of beauty and delight, the word in Brahma's vast creating clasp, the world puissance on almighty Shiva's lap, the master and the mother of all lives, watching the worlds their twin regard had made, and Krishna and Radha, forever entwined in bliss, the adorer and adored, self-lost and one. In the last chamber on a golden seat, one sat whose shape no vision could define. Only one felt the world's unattainable fount, a power of which she was a straying force, an invisible beauty, goal of the world's desire, a sun of which all knowledge is a beam, a greatness without whom no life could be. Thence all departed into silent self, and all became formless and pure and bare. Then through a tunnel dug in the last rock, she came out where there shone a deathless sun. A house was there, all made of flame and light, and crossing a wall of doorless living fire, there, suddenly, she met her secret soul. A being stood immortal in transience, deathless, dallying with momentary things, in whose wide eyes of tranquil happiness, which pity and sorrow could not abrogate, infinity turned its gaze on finite shapes. Observer of the silent steps of the hours, eternity upheld the minute's acts and the passing scenes of the everlasting's play. In the mystery of its selecting will, in the divine comedy, a participant, the spirit's conscious representative, God's delegate in our humanity, comrade of the universe, the transcendent's ray, she had come into the mortal body's room to play at ball with time and circumstance.